You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
The structure and meeting procedures at Auckland Council are not the only thing that has and will change in reaction to COVID-19. Last week, the council met to discuss the budget and how they will adjust what they had ready to propose prior to COVID-19 and what they believe are the best steps forward budgeting to find solutions that emerge from COVID-19. This week, Oscar Perez is joined again by Councillor Pippa Coombe. They discussed tactical urbanism, infrastructure projects and procedures around COVID-19, but started by addressing the budget.
Everything needs to be looked at because we're responding to a very different environment. There's going to be a huge economic hardship, and as council we're going to have a much reduced income, so we're going to have to think about what is going to be the new budget going forward and what are we going to consult on to get into the budget. We all agreed pretty much that we need to have a budget that's geared at recovery, and that means continuing to provide essential services and continuing to invest. Because if we go for an austerity budget, which would be, say, having a zero rates increase, it would have a huge domino effect and actually could have major implications for our ability to recover, and we'll just push the costs onto future years. So the need for that to continue council having some income from rates is because over 50% of our budget actually comes from development contributions that won't be there anymore. And fees, things like fees and charges. And we're going to have a massive hit on council services up and running. Because if we went for a zero rates increase, which is a very popular demand, and it's very understandable that people want to see that, it just has a whole domino effect and has a big impact on Auckland's. Where we landed in terms of that meeting was that we will consult on, rather than a 3.5% rates increase, it will be a 2.5% rates increase. That allows us to continue, for example, doing some of the major infrastructure projects that are underway, and that will assist with creating jobs and assist with the recovery.
They then moved on to discuss the budget and its changes and their effects in an area more specific to Pippa Coombe, the environmental program.
There are programs that we've been focused on that are going to continue. And so, for example, what's funded from the Natural Environment Targeted Rate, we absolutely want to see tree planting continue and the pest control. But what we would like is there to be far more focus on those projects that are fit for the future, and that will put us in a much stronger position. And this is where we have done some work on what we think the government should be funding. So just recently the government announced that they wanted to have councils put forward what could be shovel ready. So Richard and I put some thinking into that about what we would like to see. And it's projects that do support a green, environment-friendly, sustainable economy going forward. And so, things that are like in terms of our transport system that shift, are about mode shift, about providing for electric buses, expanding the cycleway network. And then things like, we've already got a program of having community recycling centres, but if we could accelerate those, they will all contribute to a faster recovery, we think, and will also mean that we will have a more resilient economy and a greener economy.
There has been some talk on greenlighting tactical urbanism projects in central Tāmaki Makaurau. This has, perhaps unsurprisingly, been met with some disdain from the more conservative or economy-forward citizens of Auckland, taking to express their concerns across Twitter and neighbourhood WhatsApp groups alike. In light of this, Oscar decided to ask Pippa Coombe whether she saw these projects as important on the road to recovery.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things. I mean, the first thing is that there's now government funding to support temporary, quick cycling, walking facilities that could be done using tactical urbanism. And the government's invited councils to apply to fund these schemes, and which is going to be really needed, because the first issue is that we're going to have to maintain our social distances for potentially quite some time. So if we have a bit more space for active modes, then that's going to help with our social distancing. But of course, it then will have longer term benefits because it will get more people walking and cycling, and it will make our streets safer. And what we've seen through the lockdown is that people really want to be able to use their streets and to walk and cycle and scooter. So this funding should, you know, what we really want to see happen is that Auckland Transport applies very assertively for the funding to progress a whole lot of projects. And I'm thinking like temporary bike lanes on, you know, main arterial roads, and then projects in the city centre that have floundered a bit, like the pedestrianisation of Queen Street, could be really sped up using temporary infrastructure. And the school safety program as well. So we could get a whole lot of quick wins in place that make it safer to walk to school. So this has to be rolled out fast if it's going to have an impact, but that's what we've asked Auckland Transport to get on the job and really tap into that fund.
Do you think there's support from within Auckland Transport? Do you think they're bored at the moment with ideas like that and rolling them out urgently?
Well, they've been given a big challenge, and what we're hearing is that Auckland Transport aren't going to push for to fund some projects. But there is, I think, a genuine concern that this hasn't been their core focus, that they're not used to prioritising people and pedestrians and people walking, cycling. So, and they haven't got a great skill set within Auckland Transport that lets them work nimbly and quickly. So I'm optimistic that it is going to require them to really take a bit of a different approach to what their direction has been over the last 10 years.
That was City Counselling, and OSCO wishes to thank Councillor Coombe and Connor Laverie and Louis Laws for their assistance.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.